this is a Victorian facility, developed many, many years ago, over a century ago, and it's time now for a modern facility, using the knowledge that has been gained so that a better environment is provided for those suffering from mental illness, so to improve their chance of a speedy recovery.
And the case for capital investment, I mean, are there many stages to go in this, and can it happen without the executive coming back, or are we into real problems here?
There's been a long, long process already of determining what the future outcome would be. The proposal to build a purpose-made facility close to the new Andrew Murray Hospital has taken a long time. First of all, there's the business case to justify it. There's then been a consultation with the public, which has verified there's a preference to have it on that new site of Antrim Hospital, which will help to integrate those who may be suffering from a mental illness with other able-bodied health sufferers. So it's been through all that process. It's completed this case within the Northern Trust. I understand it's also received approval from the Health and Social Care Board. And it's now down to the final issue of capital approval. And normally, a large-scale capital system such as this would require ministerial approval. And I really do not know what is happening at present with all large-scale capital approval, because we do not have ministers.
Final thought. This was partly brought to your attention because of a constituent's experience, and then an unfavourable comparison between Holywell and another facility then ensued.
Indeed, a constituent whose relative wasn't able to be to find a bed at Holywell had to be located at the Bluestone unit in Craigavon, which is a modern purpose-built facility. When they were eventually returned after a week to the Northern Trust location at Holywell, they were quite shocked in terms of the poor facilities that staff and patients have to operate with in the Northern Health and Social Care Trust area. Clearly, there's a need for investment to improve the outcomes for patients.